Hi, this is Evan the Holy Fear, and you are talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene, he's working all the time. Brings you all the sports you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Craig LeBron,
Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez, Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
Bill Murphy.
My two men, Randy Sepp.
Dre Nitschke. Chris
Evert.
George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
What is going on, everybody? I'm trying to watch this press conference that's happening down in Rio. It's pretty intense.
Yeah, it sounded like it. Veg Correa and Ronda Rousey. That's UFC 190, correct? Press conference.
Is that what it is?
I think it is 190. We're already out that far. We had 185 last weekend, which is why you were not in studio. You were over in Dallas. How was it?
You're going to see this face-off between Ronda and...
Right now?
Yeah. It is unbelievable. I've never seen it this... Wow. Wow.
Is it on the underground?
Well, the press conference is going on live at UFC.com/media/watch this/. It took me an hour to find it. That's how many slashes it was. And I'll tell you, and there's a lot of things we got to get to.
Yeah.
Shale Sonnen. Well, no, I'm being told something. So I had the little. Oh, now here's Connor in Aldo's face. And Dana can't even get between them.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
Connor's too smart to do anything stupid, though.
Oh, yeah, nothing will happen.
You know, and here is where Connor is pretty stupid. Because Connor is bitching to Aldo. There's a problem with that. Aldo doesn't understand a damn word he's saying. Right?
I guess he doesn't speak Irish, does he?
Yeah, he doesn't speak Irish. Now he's doing the Johnny Manziel. With the money. He lied. He said he was shaking in his Reeboks. He's not wearing Reeboks.
Oh.
He's wearing dress shoes.
Well, I don't know. By now, they could have made a dress shoe line by Reebok for Connor, considering everything they've rolled out the red carpet for him in his career.
How about the NCAAs going on? I'm trying not to be too occupied, but unbelievable yesterday.
Yeah, I thought I heard a stat. There were of the 11 point however many million brackets that were filled out on the four-letter network, I think about 200,000 are still perfect.
No.
Yeah.
There can't be. Yeah. I don't believe it.
And then there are, I think, 78,000 that are 15 for 16.
There was four upsets yesterday.
Crazy.
Now, you know, I understand if you know they're going to pull one or two of them or something, but to pull that many?
Yeah, it's pretty surprising. Does Ohio State count as an upset? I think they were favored in that game, even though they were a 10 seed against VCU at a 7.
What was the one that I was watching where the kid only had 2 points, and then he threw up the 3?
Oh, that was the Georgia State.
Yeah, even I started screaming. You know, and I really bought into it a little bit because, you know, the commentators were yelling, you know, get the ball off because, you know, they were dribbling around. They were acting crazy. A couple Montreal shaft jobs yesterday as well.
For those playing a home game who don't know what a Montreal shaft job is.
Well, it's not called a shaft job, but I think I can say the word. It's not a hammer and a nail, but it's something that you use a screwdriver for.
Okay.
Very famous Montreal WWE event with Bret the Hitman Hart. Are you familiar with what it is?
No.
Okay.
No, but it's WWE, so I don't know what it is.
It was a wrestling event. It was a pay-per-view. and Bret Hart was leaving. But Bret Hart went to Vince McMahon. They had an agreement. He was going to wrestle. He did wrestle Shawn Michaels. And the agreement was that he would win at the big pay-per-view in Montreal because Bret Hart is from Montreal.
Okay.
And then he would lose the next day. So during the event, I guess Vince McMahon comes down the ringside, blah, 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 and screams something to Shawn Michaels, who then pins Bret Hart. So it was the Montreal, not a hammer, not a nail, not a screwdriver, is what it's called.
Okay.
I didn't necessarily see it live, but the goaltending.
You got a feel for the kid. Did you see the what he was saying at the post-game press conference? He was taking all the blame. He put everything on himself. He was crying while he was answering the questions.
What was he crying about?
The fact that he goaltended and he shouldn't have reached for the ball in the first place. Now, there's a question, I guess, the big controversy with it is the replay situation and whether that should be a reviewable play. And right now it's not. And one thing that you always say, especially with MMA and judging, you're making your decision live. There is no replay. So going to the refs, should they have called it, if they felt that it was a goaltending at the time they thought it was going to hit, then you have to call it.
But they use instant replay for three-point shots, correct? I know for a fact they do. Mm-hmm. They use instant replay for flagrant foul. So my issue with instant replay in any sport is if you're going to use it, use it. Use it so the right team wins and the right team loses. To pick and choose what you're going to use instant replay, that would have been a great case.
Yes.
That then they can go and they can check it out. And if it is, it is. If it's not, it's not. And then the right team does win. And people are going to say that, well, that's not what happens. There's human error. There's this, that, the other. Then don't use instant replay.
At all. For anything.
At all. But if you're going to use it, then use it. And that's kind of my issue with that. So there was another one. God, I wish I remember what game it was.
That's the thing. There's so many games going on. Yeah, there's a lot of big stuff that happens, like these upsets. But it can be kind of hard to keep track of everything.
There was one game, and obviously there was a game, and there was a team winning and a team losing, all right?
No kidding.
So the team that's trailing got a rebound, got the ball somehow. They went to throw the pass out, throw it, whatever. I'm playing cards. Doing stuff. I'm watching the press conference. I'm finishing up a game that I just started. So I'm doing a lot of other things. So he goes an outlet pass. So he goes to throw with an outlet pass.
That one.
And he gets fouled.
Okay.
Okay. But the foul doesn't get called. Okay.
Okay. So no call.
So no call on the foul. Now, when he's going to throw the outlet pass, he hits the guy in the face, which wasn't on purpose, was it? They called the foul on him. Not the reason that he hit the guy, the reason that he lost the ball, was because he got fouled from behind. See what I'm saying? So, again, instant replay. If you're going to use it, that would have been a good time as well.
Now, if we're comparing current instant replay rules between sports, in the NFL, they do not use instant replay for any sort of penalties. Plays.
Right, they don't.
But they do in basketball only if it's a flagrant.
Right. They don't use the instant replay to determine if it was or wasn't a foul. They'll go and look at it to see if it, because they went on this one to see if it was a flagrant one.
So they were determining severity,
right.
Not whether or not.
Right. Or they would have, I would have thought that then they would have taken that foul away because it wasn't his. But because his hand flung out, because he got fouled, then his hand got flopped out and then hit the guy in the face. And, of course, the guy flopped and blah, 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 blah.
Sure.
So
acted like he got shot.
Let's go back in time. Last Saturday night, UFC 185. Not one, but two championship bouts. And both champions go down to defeat in what we like to call ass whoopings.
Yeah. Is this the first time that there's been one card, two championships,
No.
champions?
I think it's the second, and it's been quite a few years since the first.
Yeah, it's not something you see too often. And then,
well, it's not too often. It's not too often that you have two titles on the same card either.
Right.
So you take the fact that I think they've only done it a handful of times, and then for them both to lose. But yeah, I think it happened one at a time. I think Mir was on the card, or Mur, in the words of our good friend Derek.
Kukulich. Yeah. So the new champion, Joanna, champion.
Well.
Johanna.
Yeah, I've got it down here, so let me try to find it, because it's broken down.
You spelled it out phonetically.
I did. And you know what surprised me is that so many people were surprised that she won. And, you know, I'm not the type of person to go and bang my chest and all that, but at the after press conference, good buddy John Morgan, and not from Morgan & Morgan, works for USA Today and
MMA Junkie,
went and asked her a question, and she basically said, well, you didn't pick me to win. And he goes, no, I didn't, and, you know, I was wrong. Should I have jumped up and said, but I did? I don't think so. That's not me.
But, that would not be the time or the place for it.
But I thought it was a no-brainer. Johanna. Now,
why were you – you? Because you've been adamant about it the entire time.
I have.
You've been 100% on her side for this fight. And what was it that was pointing you in that direction in the first
place? Her striking. And it's not just her striking. It's the fact that she is a world champion boxer. Okay? A lot like Holly Holm. And you know, and I know that's what you were going to bring up.
Yeah.
A lot in the, let me see if I can get it right. It's Joanna Jędrzejczyk.
There's not even an N in it.
No, it's not. I said it wrong. It's Joanna Jędrzejczyk.
Again, there's no N in her last name.
Joanna Jędrzejczyk. Where did I say that?
Jędrzejczyk.
Y-E-N-D. Yed.
Yen. There's no N in her last name. It's J-E-D-R.
Yed. Y-E-N-D is how you pronounce it.
That's weird. Wow.
So it's Joanna Jędrzejczyk. I just didn't think. Here's the way that I looked at it. Johanna's striking, her boxing ability was so good and so strong that if Carla took her down, I didn't think that she'd be able to. Plus, she was much bigger than her. At least she appeared to be. I thought it was a no-brainer. I thought it was an absolute no-brainer. And then I talked to somebody in the UFC who will remain nameless, who believed Pettis would lose.
Okay.
Then he watched the Four Letter Network with our good friend Gilbert Melendez and Chael Sonnen. And he came to me on Saturday. He goes, okay, I'll change. I'll agree with you. After listening to the experts, I'm picking Pettis. And then you saw with a torn ACL.
ACL, MCL.
All the same. Three letters.
Knee.
A knee injury. Should we just go with that?
There we go.
A knee injury?
Yeah, complete dismantling. It wasn't even close. It was 50-45 all the way across. He said he was going to get the belt from Pettis, and now he's already moved on to Khabib Nurmagomedov.
Who he's lost to.
That was his last loss.
Yeah.
I think he's...
It's going to be a good fight.
He's lost seven fights, but that was the last one. And actually, Khabib, that was his last fight altogether. And he has since had his own injuries and is now on tap to face Cowboy. But first, he's got to get through Cowboy before we see any sort of rematch. And then we have to see what happens with Rafael Dos Anjos. If he ends up getting any sort of knee surgery, getting his stuff repaired in his knee. But, it wasn't even a...
Yeah, it wasn't close.
It was impressive. Johnny Hendricks, Matt Brown. Thoughts on that fight?
Surprised. Surprised on the outcome. Go ahead and switch.
All right.
Surprised on the outcome for sure, but I liked what I saw out of Johnny Hendricks. You know, that's not the Johnny Hendricks that we've seen in recent fights. You know, he goes out there, he throws the right, he knocks the guy out, and we move on. A little bit of ground and pound, a little bit of wrestling. I liked what I saw. And I think this Johnny Hendricks has a chance to go a lot further than the Johnny Hendricks that won the title and then lost it.
Do you feel that he was doing, he was fighting this way because he felt he had to prove himself? Because of sort of how he had prepared for his last title defense, well, his only title defense, and how that fight went, because it went so poorly for him, he had to prove that he wasn't just the striker. We know his background, and he has plenty in his arsenal, but he hadn't needed to show it until recently.
Should I say publicly how disappointed I was in Darren Kritchak?
That's up to you.
Can you miss weight?
Yeah.
You know, we talked about it. You know, we talked to him on Thursday, and, you know, he was a pound and a half or a couple pounds off. And I asked, why do you guys wait until the day before? And they said they have it down to a science and this and that. But obviously they don't.
Well, it's not that they don't have it down to a science. It is a science, and that is why there can be multiple variables that pop up that can force you to end up being overweight, even just a little bit, sometimes a lot. But yes, I believe they have it down to a science, but it doesn't make sense for them to go about doing it the way they have been. I'll say it till I'm blue in the face. When you're cutting weight, A, make sure you do it in a safe manner, which is slowly, and B, when you're cutting weight, try to make as little of it water. Water is incredibly important in just having your body function. So if you're trying to deplete as much water as possible, sure, you may get to where you need to be, but you are sacrificing your health, and it can get even worse, as we've seen in the past, if somebody drops all that water weight and they don't make their weight, and then they try to lose more and more and more, and they don't have any left to lose. Lose the fat. If you can't get down to your weight, choose a different division.
Well, that's what I did when I cut weight.
You chose a different division?
I chose a different division. I went up to super heavyweight.
You went up. What did you cut weight?
I want to talk about Brock Lesnar. Not Brock Lesnar. I don't think that's the real pronunciation of Brock Lesnar, by the way. Because I watched his college NCAA finals where he lost, and then he came back the next year and won. But they kept calling it something different, and it was the great I can't think of his name, but his name's up on the side of that. So I'll look on the wall, and I'll talk to you about who I'm talking about when I figure out his name. Blatnick, Jeff Blatnick, Olympian. So we'll talk a little Brock Lesnar, WWE, NCAA finals going on. A lot of cool stuff to get to, and we will do it when we return. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by PostShare.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
At Tour de Pizza, we pride ourselves on making delicious, healthy food at an affordable price. Signature pizzas, fresh salads, hearty subs, and calzones. Tour de Pizza has it all and offers dine-in, carry-out, and delivery service. Tour de Pizza is located on 4th Street in St. Petersburg. So give them a call today, 727-895-5555. 727-895-5555. You'll be glad you did.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Regal Entertainment Group, where we do entertainment big. Regal Cinemas Theaters feature stadium seating, crystal clear picture quality, and the latest of digital surround sound. Interested in free movies, popcorn, soft drinks, and more? Join the Regal Crown Club. Membership is free. As a member, you'll earn credits for free concessions and movie tickets, learn about monthly offers, and can create your own personalized movie page. Sign up at regmovies.com or at any Regal Cinemas Theater. Become a Regal Crown Club member today. Build your collection at Shooter's World. Refine your skills on the 5-star gun range at Shooter's World. Attend a class led by expert instructors at Shooter's World. Shooter's World is located at 116 East Fletcher in Tampa and is Florida's largest firearm store, indoor public shooting range, and training facility. Shooter's World also offers quite the unique and exciting venue for your party or corporate events. For more information, call 813-381-1111 or shootersworld.com. Shooter's World is a proud sponsor of The Players Show and Go Bucks!
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Elm Avery in Tampa.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play. We are celebrating music in our local schools, and you can help. Wanted, gently used or new musical instruments. Budget Self Storage is collecting instruments for our public schools. In these economic times and budget cuts, our music programs have been hit hard. In March, you can drop off your instrument at any Budget Self Storage location. Budget will bring them to a local school. Together, we can make a difference, helping a child make music.
Hey Tampa, looking for your next adventure? How about a day filled with 25 epic obstacles, crazy costumes, rockin' music, and plenty of beer? The 5th annual Rugged Maniac 5K Obstacle Race is returning to the Tampa area on May 9th with just what you need. Grab your friends and get ready for the adventure of a lifetime as you climb mountains of stacked shipping containers, rocket down a 50-foot water slide, jump over fire, bounce on trampolines, and crawl through underground tunnels of dirty, yucky mud, all while wearing whatever insane costume you and your friends come up with. But the fun doesn't stop there. Join thousands of partiers in the massive festival where you can play in adult bounce houses, ride mechanical bulls, dance your butt off in the foam pit, and enjoy cold craft beer from Harpoon Brewery. Rugged Maniac 5K Obstacle Race, Saturday, May 9th. At Little Everglades Ranch in Dade City. Don't miss out on this wild and crazy day of fun. Get off the couch and do something exciting with your weekend. Tickets are selling fast, so grab your friends and register today at ruggedmaniac.com. That's ruggedmaniac.com.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Martin Gramatica, talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, so the Rugged Maniac race is coming up May 9th.
Yes.
We have about 20 more entries. If you would like to run it, we're all going to be in, as of right now, there'll be green Knockout Radio shirts.
Green, interesting.
Well, I want it so it sticks out. The whole object is people come dressed rooty, tooty, fresh and fruity and all that kind of stuff. But you want it to be crazy enough that it sticks out, but not too crazy that people will then still wear the shirts after the Rugged Maniac race. Now, we also get Rugged Maniac t-shirts, but I just think it'd be cool. So my designer, Michael Lucas, is working on it. So it'll be a bunch of guys from Tigers World will be running it. A bunch of police will be running it with us. A bunch of in-shape people from Kinetics Gym will be running it with us. Now, how many of them stay with us big, short, fat, old guys in the back is beyond me. It's funny how everybody that I've talked to said, we're not in it to win it. We're in it to just beat you.
That's all that matters.
That's all that matters. Everybody's saying, as long as we beat you to the finish line, that is really all that matters. So if you want to run the Rugged Maniac, it'll be pretty cool. I don't know how much I'm going to really physically be able to do, but it's enabling my family and a lot of people to get into shape at some point. We have a guy that's going to fly down from Ohio to run it with us.
Yes.
And I guess he's making a big deal that this is day 5. He hasn't had a drink.
That is a big deal.
But he's made it clear he will drink tomorrow. He said, I'm looking forward to Saturday to having some drinks.
Gotcha.
So if you want to join us, Rugged Maniac, May 9th, 12 o'clock is the run. And then that night is the WCFL. You need to get tickets for that just to watch me be a zombie as I'm judging. I may judge those with my eyes closed.
It's not something you say in public.
Well, I can say it in public because anybody who knows me knows that would never happen.
Right.
I take judging very, very seriously.
Probably more seriously than some other individuals out there.
Sure. You know, I think it's very important to, you know, to put 100% in. I hate when people say 110% because I'm no mathematician.
Right, Luke Reno.
But it's impossible. Oh, I almost made fun of him. I'm glad I didn't. You wanted to touch base in the boxing world.
There's a little bit of news, obviously, connected to the one fight that everybody has been talking about for years now.
Let me interrupt just for a second. Okay. Is there a name, if you're on your Facebook, if you're on your Twitter, if you're on whatever, is there a name that when you see it, all you can do is chuckle? I mean, it may not come to you at the top.
Yeah.
Is there?
Yeah.
Can you say what the name is? Or? It's no big deal. I get an email all the time, and this guy is on some Buccaneer website, the Buck Fan something. His name's Ron Howard. And every time I see it, all I can do is think of Ron Howard. From Happy Days, Opie. Right. Yeah. I'm like, I'm not even going to read this guy's text message or his tweets or his emails. Because I'm getting it from Opie.
Minus the Opie thing, he's kind of done some things since then. American Graffiti, he's a big-time director now.
He's a huge director, but all I ever think of him as is Richie Cunningham. Henry Winkler has done a ton of other stuff. He was in the football one, which The Waterboy. Yeah. He's been in a lot of other stuff.
He's in Arrested Development.
He's the father of the doctor. It's a TV show that's been, it's pretty good. It's on the cable. One's a doctor and the brother runs the Hank Med. I'll look it up. So Henry Winkler's the father on that. Everybody knows him as the Fonz. I'll look it up.
I think I know. I know.
I'll look it up while you go back to boxing.
Mayweather Pacquiao.
I heard it's coming up May 2nd.
May 2nd.
I'm not going to watch. I'm going to watch Wes Sims.
Yeah, you have better things to do. There's something interesting that has happened since the main contract was signed, and Pacquiao and his team threw up the fact or the request that if there is somebody who pops positive for anything on their drug test.
Royal Pains was the name of the show.
That one. Gotcha. And they obviously have to pay whatever their fine is and go through that punishment through the athletic commission, the sanctioning body. But Pacquiao's team wants whoever pops positive, if that happens, to additionally pay $5 million. I'm not sure if there's something that money would specifically be going to, but...
Well, go to the camp.
Well, the request was made and it was turned down by Mayweather. Is that something that either A, you have a problem with, B, it sounds shady, or is that okay considering it wasn't presented in the original contract?
Exactly. You can't change a contract that is already written, signed, sealed, and delivered. And if I was Mayweather, I wouldn't agree to it. And you know why?
Why?
If I'm fighting you, I'm Mayweather, you're Pacquiao. You've brought that up, which means what? You're concerned that I'm juicing, right? I want you concerned that I'm juicing.
So just for the psychological advantage?
Absolutely. There is no way that once the contract's signed, now, you know, if you bring it to me beforehand and, hey, listen, the only way I'm going to do it is blah, 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 and I say okay, then that's one thing. But once the contract's signed, screw you. I'm making no changes. I'm making nothing. And I want you thinking as much as I can. I want to get in your head as much as I can. And that's now going to bother him. Because if we're talking about it, they're talking about it.
But is it really worrying him? Because he knows the tests are going to happen, regardless of how much money he's going to be paid.
Absolutely.
There will be tests that happen. And if he doesn't pop positive, then he doesn't pop positive.
I think anybody who would bring that up is worried about it. And if you're worried about it, you're thinking that, you know, and we've talked about PEDs and all that kind of stuff in the mixed martial arts world, and what it does for an athlete's training and what it does for an athlete when they're competing. And yeah, if I'm concerned that you're juicing, then I'm concerned in the fight that I'm going to take more abuse illegally because you've cheated. So yeah, I think it is going to be in his mind. I think it is going to be in his head a little bit.
To segue, not that it's a good segue, but it's a segue nonetheless. The Bucks had been making some moves.
They did? They signed a punter.
They signed
what? They signed a punter. They signed a punter yesterday. You didn't get the email I sent you to put on the website? It's earth-shattering news.
No, you sent me the one about Sterling Moore.
I sent you one about a punter, unless they signed a pitcher, which I seriously doubt. They signed a punter. Yeah, I'll check it. God, you talk about the Bucks, and I'll get the email.
Yeah, so they're really focusing on the Cowboys free agents. How much of a difference does it make? Because while it may be a similar defensive system in Dallas, isn't there going to be at least some difference between the coaches, the coaching styles? And they've gone and signed, of their four free agent pickups since last Tuesday, three of them were playing for the Cowboys last season. That's Bruce Carter, Henry Melton, and now Sterling Moore.
I find it funny that Hardy was going to make a decision between Tampa and Dallas.
Isn't it the team that makes the decision?
Yeah, you would think. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers announced that they have signed free agent punter Andrew Wilder. Wilder is 6'3", 205, played collegiately at Northern Arizona University, where he served as both a punter and kicker during his time with the Lumberjacks. He led all college punters with 46.3 yard average. That's the earth-shattering news coming out of Juan Buck Price, which is good and bad. They need to make some changes. Part of it has already been done by cutting some dead wood, dead weight, dead big guys.
Yeah, but it should be, they should be addressing the things that matter the most.
Sure. No, they should.
And obviously.
And they're not.
What have we seen on the O-line?
Nothing. I'm saying exactly. They signed a punter.
So
he may play on both sides. He may. This punter might think that he's playing arena ball. And he's going to play the O-line and D-line.
It's going to be interesting to see what more they're looking for. And to me, if they have not been going after anybody so far that we've seen in free agency, it could be indicative of what they're trying to do with the draft. Could this be a little bit telling that they're looking for a trade?
I already know what they're doing, and I want you to think about it. I'm going to tell you what the trade's going to be, and then we're going to hit a break, and you mull over during the break this trade. With the number one pick, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers trade the number one pick to the Dallas Cowboys for the entire offensive line. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by PostShare.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project, or maybe want a true partner for all your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions, and we want to work for you. For all your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
And away we go!
What is it about speed? Do rivals willpower?
Go.
Simon Pagenaud?
He's lighting it up!
Or Tony Kanaan? Chase speed because they can?
That's a 360!
Or because they can't help it?
Yes! Yes!
IndyCar.
What a jump!
The heart of racing.
Believe what you just seen!
The Verizon IndyCar Series. Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, March 27th to 29th. Get tickets, gpstpete.com.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Regal Entertainment Group, where we do entertainment big. Regal Cinemas Theaters feature stadium seating, crystal clear picture quality, and the latest of digital surround sound. Interested in free movies, popcorn, soft drinks, and more? Join the Regal Crown Club. Membership is free. As a member, you'll earn credits for free concessions and movie tickets, learn about monthly offers, and can create your own personalized movie page. Sign up at regmovies.com or at any Regal Cinemas Theater. Become a Regal Crown Club member today.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system or the boxing or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Elm Avery in Tampa.
We are celebrating music in our local schools, and you can help. Wanted, gently used or new musical instruments. Budget Self Storage is collecting instruments for our public schools. In these economic times and budget cuts, our music programs have been hit hard. In March, you can drop off your instrument at any Budget Self Storage location. Budget will bring them to a local school. Together, we can make a difference, helping a child make music.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card, just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
How you doing? This is Gilbert El Nino Melendez, Strike Force Lightweight Champ, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
One, two. Big event coming up at Got Split Ends. Yeah, so after this break, we will reach out to Mick Ferrari, who moved locations. He's no longer in Clearwater. He's now in Pinellas Park. It's even worse where he is now, just so you know. Yes, he can't no longer say that he's in Clearwater,
right,
but he is right next door to some restaurant that we cannot say on the radio.
I want to know.
Can we, much
like Joanna Champion's last name, I want to know the proper pronunciation.
Well, we'll go over and check it out. But we know what it's called.
I'll let you ask.
Hey, Ed, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
All right. Can you get in trouble for saying the name of this restaurant if it's two words that you normally wouldn't say on the radio, but it's the name of a restaurant?
It's an official name out on the street?
Oh, yeah. No, it's on a sign. It's been in the newspapers. It's
also in a different language, too.
What's the name of the restaurant?
I'm not saying it.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah,
type it to me.
I'm sorry?
You can type it to me, and I'll tell you. But, I mean, if it's out on the street, I mean, why? Yeah, it's the same thing if it's out on the street.
There's the spelling, and then there's the pronunciation of the
word. So
I just sent you the name of the restaurant.
No. I don't see who would go there. I mean, really?
Yeah.
There's
people there all the time.
First off, the first part is offensive. The second part is offensive, but spelled a different way. I'm surprised the news isn't all over that.
Well, like I said, they've done a couple stories on it.
And where is Al Sharpton when we need him? He should be parading out front of this place.
Well, and Mick would like that because, you know, you need to look good for the when the cameras come. So you can run in and get your hair clipped and then go back out to the picket line right next door. We need to go over there and walk in and ask them how you pronounce it. That's how everybody's pronouncing it. But is that the right pronunciation?
I would have to assume no.
After this break, we'll reach out to Mick because he has an event coming up. I believe it's Monday. With a former Tampa Bay Buccaneer, a buddy of mine. I helped him with his former charity called Circle of Friends. Jerry Wunsch is doing something at, I almost called the restaurant name instead of the hair salon, at
Got Split Ends. That one.
Yeah, my mind's gone after looking at that.
While we are waiting to touch base with McFerrari, I wanted to go over some race stuff real quick. A lot of attention is paid to a player's previous experience. It's not necessarily what they're doing in spring training, but you need to have prior upper level experience if you want to make it on the opening day roster and play early in the season. So obviously that's why you're seeing a lot of the big name guys who have been in the leagues for a while who are starting, who are on the starting rotation, what have you. Alex Cobb now going to be, he's selected as the ace. He was supposed to be the opening day starter. He's down due to tendonitis, which moves up Chris Archer, which moves up Jake Odorizzi into the game two spot in game three. And then you have, Smiley, left shoulder tendonitis. He's been shut down for a little bit. Moore still recovering from Tommy John surgery. Alex Colomay, who arrived 2 weeks late due to visa issues, he's recovering from pneumonia. I don't know how he left the Caribbean, came here, and got pneumonia, but he did. And so he's down for at least a week still. And you have this relatively small group of pitchers to choose from to fill out the rest of your opening day rotation. Nathan Carnes. He's been doing well. He was pitching yesterday and had a 22 consecutive batters retired streak. Bert Smith was doing okay. And Matt Andreas, I think is how you say his name. But I was going through, just wanted to see what the Rays were doing because they're playing right now. Apparently, Bert Smith got the start today. And I think he's fallen off that starting rotation possibility because he gave up 6 runs on 6 hits and 3 2/3.
Let me go back to something we discussed 2 weeks ago. The New York Yankees had a simulated game against a pitching machine and lost.
I don't
care about spring training.
I know.
So anything that's said doesn't matter. Anything that's played doesn't matter. Just let's get to the beginning of April. Let's get the season started, and then we'll worry about the problems they're going to have. And yes, they're going to have problems. But for anybody to start looking at, didn't they have like a great spring? Was it last year or the year before? And they were awful.
Well, I think in general, even since 08, they've been having great spring training. But yes, last season, I believe they had the best record coming out of spring training.
Kentucky or the field?
Yes. I want to say...
Or should we just say Kentucky or Arizona? Is Arizona the only team that can beat Kentucky?
I want to say Kentucky just because they are that good. But with the way... It's different. It's March Madness. It's... Upsets happen.
They were losing yesterday. Did you see they were losing?
They were losing...
4-3.
4-3 for maybe a... less than a minute. So yeah, they had a shot.
Do you know that there was and I can't believe that somebody didn't take this bet. There was a prop bet that said, will Kentucky ever be trailing? How do you not take that at like 10-1 or something like that? How do you
absolutely
not take it?
You take that.
You know, you get the tip and you put the first one in. You're winning 2-0. You're winning. Even I, and I'm not a gambler, would have taken that.
Absolutely. Yeah. But yeah, I don't think that they will be beat. I think they will run the table and win out. It's going to be interesting.
When their bench team could start as a team in probably three quarters of the teams in the NCAA tournament right now. I don't want to say could start elsewhere because obviously they'd start as a team on any NIT. What's your, before we hit this break, what's your feeling on the NIT? Meaning this, would you want to be the one seed in an NIT or the 16 seed playing in the play-in game? It's a tough thing.
Yeah, I would say first seed in the NIT. Because if you're first seed, then you have a lot better chance to not only go far, but you could get that championship. And you get that championship, you get a ring.
Most people and most teams and most coaches say the 16 seed.
Yeah.
Because it's the NCAAs. But, you know, and the only reason I'm asking that is because so many people get so hyped and excited about the NIT. All that means is you're the 66th best team.
Yeah.
You're not even better than the team that loses the play-in game.
It's true. It's true. But I think that I would rather be there because I'm playing a longer season. If I'm a 16 seed, then you're playing a number one seed. And what's never happened? A 16 seed being a number one seed.
It's going to happen. Well, that's right. Kentucky already won.
Yeah.
I was going to be smart because it doesn't happen. All right, when we return, we'll reach out to Mick Ferrari, not for him to pronounce the name of the restaurant next door to him, but to find out what's going on Monday with Jerry Watts. So we'll do that when we return. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by PostShare.com.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Budget Self-Storage is proud to sponsor Talking Sports with Randy Harris, heard every Friday at 2 p.m. You want your garage back? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need confidential documents shredded? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need the spare room back? Contact Budget Self-Storage at 800-578-7135. Discounts and promos available at BudgetSelfStorageFlorida.com. Budget Self-Storage offers a 10% discount to military as well. That's Budget Self-Storage at 1-800-578-7135. Call today.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Elm Avery in Tampa.
At Tour de Pizza, we pride ourselves on making delicious, healthy food at an affordable price. Signature pizzas, fresh salads, hearty subs, and calzones. Tour de Pizza has it all and offers dine-in, carry-out, and delivery service. Tour de Pizza is located on 4th Street in St. Petersburg. So give them a call today, 727-895-5555. 727-895-5555. You'll be glad you did.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field. Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Uriah Faber, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
We'll be right back.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
All things just keep getting better.
And now, Mick Forhaire presents Queer Eye for the Sports Guy with Mick Ferrari.
You came into my life. Just dancing away. Mick Ferrari, how are you?
Good afternoon, Randy Hare. How are you, sir?
All right. I don't know if we sound like we're in the submarine or if we both do, because where are you?
I am actually at the England Brothers Band show at 5081st Avenue North in Pinellas Park to set up for this afternoon's Pinellas Park Firefighters Chili Blaze.
That's right. I did forget about that. Well, I did kind of blow it because the charity event that's going on at Got Split Ends is a week from Monday. I thought it was Monday, but talk about it real quick before you got to get back to the chili.
Oh, terrific. I appreciate that. Well, I'm just encouraging everybody to come out to check out the Got Split Ends booth at the Chili Place tonight. As you guys know, it's a big event. There's another radio personality emceeing, which whose name will be not mentioned. But, of course, there's live music by Big Brother. And, of course, it's all to benefit the Muscular Dystrophy Association and put on by our local firefighters, who we appreciate so much. Randy Harris, next Monday, not this Monday coming up, but Monday the 30th, it's the first day of spring break, and Got Split Ends is hosting. And we're really excited about it, our first ever Groomed for Success event. We teamed up with our good friend and yours, former Buccaneer Jerry Wunsch, and his charity, WeBelieveInMe.org, and who they create opportunities for disadvantaged kids to get scholarships to go on and play college sports. And, of course, we support what We Believe in Me and what Jerry and his team are doing. At So from 12 to 4 here at Got Split Ends at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, we're having our very first ever Groomed for Success event. And any college-bound high school athlete, that's sophomore, junior, and senior, who does have plans for college that day between 12 and 4, is going to be eligible for a free haircut. We are grooming them for success. And also, Jerry will be here, as well as our friend Ken Stills, Sr., from the Green Bay Packers, will be here doing meet and greet and signing pictures. And so we're going to have some prizes and the meet and greet and some refreshments and just doing everything we can to support high school athletes as they start on their journey to play college sports.
Very cool. We'll talk about it again next week. Plan on the entire team stopping by there a week from Monday on the 30th. And we'll try to get out there and check out the Chili Blaze as well.
Yeah, it's coming up. Look for the Got Split Ends booth. Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
All right, Mick. We'll talk to you soon. Mick Ferrari, everybody. So, no, he just said that it's the first day of spring break. It must
be. Isn't it going to be different for different schools?
I'm going. No, not different schools, different counties. I think the counties do it different. So Hillsborough County could be this week. Pinellas County could be next week. They're isolating, I guess, just for Pinellas County because it's a long drive or walk from, you know, Manatee, Sarasota, Polk, Pasco, and Hillsborough. So whatever. UFC this weekend as well.
There is. Not as highly touted, but needless to say, there is an event. Damian Maia versus Ryan LaFleur.
When Josh Koscheck has been called the card saver, because Ben Saunders got injured, Josh Koscheck just 3 weeks out of being coached, choked unconscious where he was foaming at the mouth, is stepping in, and they're saying that he's saving the card, then this should tell you what this card is.
You're looking at it, and I don't see what they mean when it comes to name power. The only other... depends on where you are.
Sure. If you're in Brazil, you're going to know all these things.
Yeah, there's going to be there's a lot of Brazilian names on here because it is down at...
Rio,
in
right?
Rio, yeah. Main event, Damian Maia versus Ryan LaFleur. Co-main event, Eric Silva versus Josh Koscheck. Other names people may have heard of, Amanda Nunes, Shayna Baszler, Andre Touchy-Feely is fighting. That's the curtain jerker against Godofredo Castro.
I like him on the card just because I like people saying his name, Andre Touchy-Feely. Even though his nickname did not win the best nickname.
Not the knockout radio,
right.
Eight-person over-the-top
battle royale.
There we go.
Because Feely isn't part of the nickname.
Correct.
His name. Right. Feely's his name, and that was the argument we had to call in judges, because his nickname is Touchy. His name is Andre Feely. So Touchy isn't better than Uncle Creepy.
Correct. Yeah. Ian McCall won that
one. Hands down. Hands down.
Landslide.
Yeah.
I have about 5 minutes left. One thing you want to talk about, something you want to go ahead and... take that. Actually, let's go to the phone line before we get to that. Larry, What do you have for us, brother?
Larry, you going to join us in the Rugged Maniac Run?
Hey, guys, how y'all doing? The Maniac Run? How long will that run, Randy?
It's a 5K, 3 miles-ish.
Can you walk it? For some reason, Randy, I'm getting a little older now. My legs, when I run over a couple miles, something happened to my legs. I don't know what's going on with me.
The good thing about these races is they are self-paced. So you can go as quickly or as not quickly as you would like.
Yeah.
I'm not running. Anybody that thinks I'm running the 5K, they're insane.
I used to run a 5K every year during September, so it just the things begin to change with the body.
Larry, I don't want to, you know, fall into the, you know, I'm better than you, you're better than Wags, we're better than each other because we're not. I used to run 20 miles a day in high school. I can't run 20 inches now.
Yeah. We're all getting older, Randy. The body just...
It's hell to get old. What's up, Larry?
Yeah. The March Madness. I'm trying to see, is this the most exciting time or is it better when the Super Bowl time? Which one you think is better? I think more people are probably involved with the basketball. You got more college students, a lot of colleges you never heard of before. They get a chance to get out there. I don't know if I mentioned to you or not. A few years ago in Gulf Coast, made it to the Sweet 16. It encouraged my daughter to go to that college, so that's where she's going right now, Gulf Coast.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
So when you, like even North Florida, they would have won a couple of games. Maybe they would have been on the map. I think North Florida's in Jacksonville, but when you win, everybody knows University of Florida is Florida State and Miami, but a smaller school, when they win, I think more people know where they're located.
Oh, absolutely. You know, when Butler, you know, did so well, what was it, a couple of years ago? I'm going to answer your question with both. The Super Bowl is bigger. The Super Bowl is the largest sporting event in the world. Everybody worldwide. I like this better because it's more than just one day. The Super Bowl on Sunday, you watch the game. It's hype. It's awesome. It is what it is. How could you not? And I'm not the biggest basketball fan in the world, but those games yesterday, I let out a screech when it was Georgia State.
Yeah.
And you know, Larry, you've listened to me long enough to know that I don't give a damn about anything. So, you know, I don't get excited about anything, and I got excited about that.
Yeah.
So I would have to say there's more excitement because this is longer, but there's nothing bigger in this country than the Super Bowl.
Right, and I think the underdog, I think people love the underdog when the underdog beat a team, and that's why with Kentucky, you love them or you hate them. You pull them for them or you're not pulling for them with one or the other. And I like, you know, I'm a Kentucky fan, so I'm pulling for Kentucky. And I think they're going to go all the way, but I'm sure there's some haters out there. They don't want to see it to happen. Plus, if you're from Indiana, you don't want to see that history made again since 1976.
Right. You know, I think Kentucky does win it. I'm not rooting for or against. You know, my whole thing is, you know, unless I have a dog in the fight, I don't care. You know, Kentucky wins, Kentucky loses. It doesn't matter to me. But you're right, there's a lot of people that root against the number one seed, the big dog, because let's be honest, what are the odds? You've got to bet $10 to win 50 cents?
Yeah.
That's how much, you know, the odds, and I'm guessing, I'm making that up, but, you know, the odds are so swayed towards Kentucky. But I'm sure a lot of people are rooting for the upsets, that's for sure.
Right. And Randy, a few weeks ago I had a chance, thanks to you and your show, I went to the Orlando game, and I think the week later they fired the coach, man. Did I cause that, Randy?
You did. Yeah, you did. You know, they said that, you know, because those seats were filled, that's what pushed them out. Larry, we got to go. We're at the top of the hour.
All right,
I'm glad you did enjoy the Orlando Magic game. I think we have one more pair to give away, and we'll do that next week, as a matter of fact. Hit us up on Twitter. I'll be on it all weekend long at Knockout Radio.
Okay, away.
Have a great weekend. Back on Thursday and Friday.